Hey, Jonathan, what was the last small community WordCamp that you went to?
Small community WordCamp. That would just
Yeah, I mean, like,
WordCamp
not one of the flagships.
Atlanta.
Atlanta? Oh, nice. I hear that's a good one, but actually not that small.
I mean, what do you consider small? It was about 100 people, I want to
Oh,
say.
yeah, that's small. Yeah, okay,
Yeah.
cool.
It was on a
Cool.
college campus, so this was about 2 years ago, give or take. Yeah,
Did you
I quite
present?
enjoyed it. I don't remember. I did. I think I did. I don't remember.
Okay. Well, I went to a WordCamp just this past weekend. On Sunday, I went to WordCamp Brisbane, and that was nice. That's my sort of hometown
They have a WordCamp in Australia? What are you talking about?
WordCamp. Very funny. We've obviously talked extensively about Sydney, and historically, you'd think that Sydney would be the main WordCamp that people come to in Australia, but usually it's works out to be Brisbane. There's lots of people in WordPress living a little north,
Yeah.
and it was great. It was a little quieter than previous Brisbane WordCamps, but we had an amazing venue, good catering, and the organizing team did such a great job. We've had, maybe for the first time, or at least for the first time in recent memory, the previous organizers that were sort of like the main people in the community, the old guard,
Okay.
a lot of people have dropped off or become a little burnt out or just a bit over it, and new people have stepped in. Have you found the same thing in the US, or is this Australia specific?
So with WordCamp US, we covered this a couple episodes back. There's been a changing of the guard with the folks that are involved there. And I think part of it is whatever the reasons are, people do move on, right? And it's an important moment in the history of an event of like how does it evolve? So in your case with WordCamp Brisbane, how was the experience for you in contrast to previous? If you have got new folks involved.
Yeah, I mean, it was great. Vlad and Jana have been running the WordPress Brisbane meetup for years now, really. And the community all showed up. There were a few faces that I missed seeing, but for the most part, it was that classic WordCamp experience of seeing old friends and reconnecting with the community. I found out that a good friend of mine who is a let's say core piece, a high bus factor component of the entire WordPress ecosystem, has moved much closer to me on the Sunshine Coast. So I'm looking forward to seeing him more often.
That's awesome. So, question: this WordCamp Brisbane, what was the sponsor set up? Who were the
Oh,
because
yeah.
historically was WP Engine a sponsor in the past?
Yeah, that's right. Usually WP Engine is the main sponsor.
Okay.
Now, I don't want to do a terrible job of listing off all of WordCamp Brisbane's sponsors because
Sure.
I wasn't an organizer and I wasn't fully across it,
That
but
means you have nothing to lose, really, in guessing. Like, but no, go
I
ahead.
can tell you a few. I mean, Kinsta was there
Okay.
and they had a large presence. I think also Alex, who was manning the booth, had just been at WordCamp Europe, and then he'd sort of flown
Cool.
home to Japan and got some gear and then come straight to Brisbane, and then he's gone back. He's been flying all over the shop. So that was a good conversation with him. But the best conversation I had at the sponsor booths at this WordCamp was with the TAFE. And the event itself was in a TAFE. What is a TAFE? It's like the equivalent of a community college in the
Okay.
United
I
States.
thought you were going to tell me something about cricket, but please carry on.
We need to get cricket sponsors. That's a great idea for WordCamp. Yeah,
Okay.
maybe WordCamp. Well, maybe one in India. Next WordCamp Asia. We need to put together a cricket team, Jonathan. I swear we have a topic for this episode. We just haven't gotten to it. But I want to tell you about this TAFE though. Like, what they have this unbelievable cyber program, which I want to put my kids in. I want to do it, where they have this big room, and he described it to me as a space that was a big table that was about 8 meters by 8 meters, right? And on top of this table is a miniature city, all tiny miniature buildings with lights and a light rail that goes through it, and a power grid and power supply and all of this sort of stuff. And then it's all connected via, you know, Linux computers. And then they have a red team and a blue team. Every week they have a competition to see who can take the city down. Isn't that cool?
Oh, wow.
It's like real war gaming, like cyber war gaming. And he was describing all sorts of things that people do, from disrupting power grid to just vandalizing the signs on the sides of the trains and things like that. It sounds like fun.
So something that just came to mind for me, Luke. We've been in this WordPress community a long time, and people come and go, right? And sometimes people go and then they come back, and so on and so forth. And I had a conversation just recently with someone where I was describing myself, like I've been 20 years in WordPress, and it started to like hit me of like, okay, what does that mean? Especially for what I'll just describe as a new generation of folks like coming into the space, right? And one of the things that I've been thinking through is like, there's a lot of value, especially in open source, I think, of continuity, of like having just seen things come and go, I've seen cycles come and go. And it remains to be seen, like in this world right now, because we have all these new folks coming in, the folks leaving, like this, the AI stuff, like I'm seeing what I heard someone just recently describe as like a bit of like a new generation in WordPress. And at least for me, I'm in this spot of feeling like one of the quote unquote old guard, and yet also feeling like I'm kind of excited. Like I see so much value in continuity, and a lot of times I feel like I'm just connecting the dots and things. So what about this project? Or I hear something that reminds me of something I saw like a decade ago that just feels like it's becoming relevant again. And it's making me just think, I think there's so much value, Luke, in that continuity over time. And I wonder if anyone, for folks who are listening who have been in the space for a long time, it might be easy to discount how much value that they actually have. Especially because WordPress, yes, also what it represents is this broader like web context. Because if you've been in WordPress for a long time, you've probably been touching like open source ecosystems broadly. Like you probably have a lot of range to your experience.
The other great thing about WordCamps is the continuity of community. So, I mean, what's a typical career look like? You know, you get a job and you're going to move through a number of jobs throughout your career. And maybe you make some contacts at your first job, but then how do you make contacts outside of that? Right. And inside of open source, you've got this, first of all, amazing job market that opens up through contributions. You know, if you just get in there and start contributing, you get noticed and suddenly opportunities open up for you.
Are you saying work for free?
No, I'm saying contribute. That's all. But outside of that, going to these sorts of events, they not only do they expose you to more job opportunities in and of the moment, but you make these friendships.
Yeah.
And deep friendships. And maybe you only see these people a few times a year, but you make these deep, close personal friendships that last your entire career. And that's really valuable. These people are willing to promote you. They're willing to recommend you. And, you know, often they'll be in positions where they're willing to even just give you a job.
Or record a podcast with you after 5 years.
Oh, God forbid. So what do you think of this clay business?
Yeah. So on the one hand, another automatic acquisition. Cool. I presume that it's just standard practice to report all acquisitions. I know like some companies just don't report the acquisitions, right? So to me, then that means there must be an intention or an idea behind this. I'd never heard of Clay before the acquisition. Had you?
No.
So I'm still not sure exactly what it is. I heard it described. It seemed like it's like in the CRM space, maybe something to deal with like customer like relationship management, which reminded me of do you remember the No BS CRM a couple years back? It was a WordPress specific. It was a WordPress specific. It was acquired by Automatic and became Jetpack CRM.
Oh,
so,
okay.
It was quite cool.
Do you think that is this more like a Beeper acquisition where it doesn't really have any WordPress tie-ins? Or is it more something that you can see coming to Jetpack or its own standalone plugin someday?
I wonder if it's more connected to Gravatar, actually, and some of the plays. Like I don't like this. It feels, at least at a high level. Have you played with Gravatar at all recently? Some of the changes?
There's changes?
There's been some significant changes to Gravatar. And it seems like it's positioning itself as like, hey, we'll be like your online identity glue. And like, so far I've known Gravatar as like, oh, that's the tool that the thing I use Gravatar for primarily is when I leave comments, which is like what, once a year or once every couple of years on a WordPress blog, and put in my email address, I like that Gravatar makes sure that my up-to-date profile picture is carried across the web.
You still leave comments?
No, I haven't in a while, but I might.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's how I think of Gravatar also.
Yes. And they have been positioning themselves as like, no, we actually can do a lot more. So I played with the Gravatar like web UI. It does a bunch of stuff. It lets you connect like payments to it. And I was like, I don't know, but I'm like intrigued. Somewhat intrigued for the product's own sake, more intrigued because it's an automatic initiative and the surface area that it in theory has access to. And I have found value in Gravatar for that purpose. And I at least aspire to be someone who leaves comments again.
All right. I wanted to ask you about something for a while. I think we're a bit late to commenting on this, but it's something I haven't talked to you about yet. Is what is your take? What is your thinking around the WPCC and also AltControl.org, which was a conference that ran alongside WordCamp Europe, drew like over 200 attendees. They had some pretty important talks there. And this is all sort of, happening alongside the FAIR project. But FAIR aside, what do you think about these communities?
So there's a few parts to this for me. There is the what the projects themselves purport to do and are doing, and then what the people behind those projects are doing. And sometimes those are the same. So with the WPCC, for those who don't know, it's the WordPress Community Collective. The big thing that happened, this is my perhaps like amateur description, but they got a large donation from GoDaddy within the past year of like $500,000. And the intention, as I've understood it from the beginning, is to provide like independent funding or to provide funding like to contributors to the WordPress project, right? To like give them a source that's not just a large like individual companies that can be like spread out over a period of time. And while GoDaddy gave a big donation, the WPCC is set up on, I forget the name of the platform, but Open Collective. Set up on Open Collective, and it has this transparent like governance, and you can see where the money's coming from and where it's going and sort of all these things. So as I understood it, the original intention was let's provide a more transparent, accessible way of finding funding for individuals that aren't just like employed full time to work on the project. I know Say Reed personally. She's one of the folks involved. I know Courtney Robinson personally. I think they're both great people. And so as far as the WPCC goes recently, I don't have a lot of recent context for its developments, but I have that historic context. For the Control-Alt-Delete, but that's not it.
Control-Alt-Org.
Control-Alt-Org. I know a lot less about that other than what I've heard, which is that it was well attended and there seemed to be a lot of like interest around it. And that's that, if I'm recalling correctly, that's where FAIR was actually announced, right?
Yes, I believe yes. So, yeah. So I'm actually a member of the WPCC and I am excited to see what comes out of that group. I'm lurking the Slack channels, I'm reading everything there. And I think you're right that it doesn't seem to be too much public progress, but I think things are happening behind the scenes.
I understand. So I would describe the WPCC, perhaps uncharitably or inaccurately, but I'll take the risk of saying that it is a well-intended effort that I don't quite understand. It's the political game and where it fits in to the broader ecosystem. I like the people behind it, and I like and trust their intentions. And I'll be interested to see how it plays out over time.